家好，欢迎收听白领英语的大结局。上集节目中，我们听到大老板 Mr. Socrates 解雇了 Paul， 然后给安娜了一个升职做老板的机会。但是安娜会接受这个工作吗？怎么了，安娜？
I feel bad about replacing Paul. He's been good to me.
这可是残酷的商场啊。Paul 现在已经不能胜任这份工作，但是你可以啊。
Thanks, but why me? Can I do the job? I'm not as experienced as Tom.
过去一年中，你已经完全证明了你的经验比 Tom 要丰富很多。Anna, 加油，你肯定没问题的。
So Anna, what do you say? Will you replace Paul as the new boss of Tip Top Trading? Come on, Anna.This promotion recognizes your achievements of the company. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
I know.
You'll be my right-hand man.
我觉得呀，他的意思是 right-hand woman, 右手的女人，就是说你会成为他完全可以信得过的得力助手。
I see.
安娜，如果你需要些时间再考虑的话，你可以说 Thank you for your kind words. 谢谢你对我的认可。Could I have some time to consider your offer? 能不能再给我一些时间，让我考虑一下这个工作机会？
Mr. Socrates, this news has come as a bit of a shock. Thank you for your kind words, but please could I have some time to consider your offer?
Oh, okay, Anna. But please don't leave it too long. I have a habit of changing my mind.
Okay, Mr. Socrates. I mean, Brad.I'll call you back soon. Bye.
Oh, has Mr. S offered you Paul's job by any chance?
Yes.
And you said you'd think about it?
Yes. I'm not sure if I can take on that much responsibility.
Oh, it's easy peasy. I could do it standing on my head.
But he's not offering you the job, Tom.
Please, don't mention this to Paul. Not yet. He's very upset.
I know nothing.
You know nothing about what?
I mean, I'll remain tight-lipped. I won't say a word until it's all official-like. You can count on me.
You can count on me?
Huh?
You can count on me? That was the message with that bunch of flowers someone sent me. It was you, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose, yes. It was me, Anna. I couldn't help it. I love you, Anna.
Do you know what, Tom? I quite like you too. I think you're sweet. Now, come on and give me a kiss.
Oh, crumbs. Shall I come back later?
No, it's okay, Paul. We're just getting to know each other a bit better. In fact, Anna, I'd like to ask you something.
Oh, why is Tom getting down on one knee?
I expect he's dropped one of his contact lenses.
No, it's not that. Anna, I'd like to ask you something. Will you marry me?
What?
哎呀，真是左右为难呐、啊！安娜眼前有两个非常重要的问题在等着她回答。她会接受这个工作，成为 Tip Top 贸易公司最年轻的经理吗？安娜会和 Tom 结婚吗？我们再来听一遍 Mr. Socrates 给安娜工作机会时用到的语言。
This promotion recognizes your achievements at the company. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. You would be my right-hand man.
如果安娜接受这个工作，她可以用以下的表达。
I'd be delighted to accept. Thank you. When would I start?Could we discuss the terms and conditions of the new job?
下面我们赶快来听听安娜的回答是什么。
Oh, Tom, I don't know what to say. It's come as a bit of a shock. Can I have some time to think about it?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Well, while you think about that, I've got some good news. I've been offered a new job.
That's fantastic news, Paul. What is it?
It's to be head taster at a company called Better Biscuits.
That's fantastic news, Paul.
Yeah, well done, Paul. That's right up your street.
So, Anna, does that mean you'll do Paul's job now?
No, wait, don't answer that. Answer my proposal first.
I think it's up to Anna to say what she wants.
I've been waiting to ask her for months.
You've got to give the girl a chance.
We need some more red pens.
Quiet! Look, everyone, I can't decide what to say to you, Tom, or Mr. Socrates. So I've decided I'm going to take a short holiday to have some time to think.
Good idea. Where shall we go?
On my own, Tom. When I return, I will give you my answers.
Oh,
crumbs. Might as well go and get a biscuit.
Hey, Anna, 这可是一个不错的办法。不过我们得等安娜休假回来才能知道她最终的决定。过去一年中，安娜在TipTop贸易公司做的是很辛苦，也应该去度个假，放松一下了。希望你在过去的一年中学到了一些能在工作中使用的语言。 我和TipTop贸易公司的全体成员，感谢你的收听，再见。